There's a phenomenon sweeping the world right now.
And it's not a pandemic.
Who is it?
What is it?
A Couple of Dusty Muffins is brought to you by the Sabey Corporation, a company focused on changing the healthcare system, from treating disease to promoting a healthy lifestyle.
It's A Couple of Dusty Muffins time. We're so glad you joined us today. I'm Penny Legate.
I'm Julie Blacklow. And today, I want to talk about the phenomenon that is Taylor Swift.
Wow.
It's absolutely, it's fascinating to me.
I know, it is me too.
You have people of all age groups now. I think there's something deeper going on. I think she is such a holy, good person and doing goodness wherever she goes.
I asked my daughter Molly about her because Molly is a very discriminating listener of music. She likes all different genres and she was raised in a family with lots of music. When I found out she was a Taylor Swift fan, I said, "You are? I have nothing against Taylor's music or her. I don't believe me. I think she's phenomenal, but it's just not, I guess, my kind of music, or maybe I just don't relate, or maybe I just don't know it." That's probably the biggest thing, is I just don't know her music that well, but I just don't find it catchy to me. I can't sing one of her songs. Okay, so now I'm going to get hate mail. Please don't give me hate mail. I love Taylor Swift. I think she's amazing. But here's the thing. It's like you say, Julie, I think it goes far beyond the music. And when I asked Molly why she loved her so much, she said, because she speaks to us. Yeah. And she relates to every single one of us and the pain we've had and the issues we've had. And now most music is about heartache and love. And so I think, so what's different about that? Is it this other part of her that's almost like a second coming in a way of a beautiful person, a prophet in a way?
As I've read a lot of comments about her and people saying, I don't like her music, but I love her. So there's something emanating from her that's more than about the music, clearly. And it reminds me of, you know, 50, 60 years ago when the Beatles arrived.
Right.
And there was this huge, I mean, incredible worldwide international reaction to them. And if you could look at the timing of their arrival, I'm convinced to this day. And by the way, I was able to get tickets to their first American concert in Washington, D.C. after waiting.
I know, I slightly hate you for that, but I love
well,
you
that's
too
okay.
For
you can hate me for that. But we had just come out of the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and the country was in mourning, to say the least, shocked, stunned, depressed. And they arrive at a time that lifted us all up. We were looking for something happy. And I think she represents that. You know, I've read more than a few comments. I hate her music. I love her. Yeah. I don't like her music, but I love her.
Yes.
And this is our dear sound engineer. Clem, you have a story.
Yes, Clem Daniels.
Well, I had a chance to meet Taylor when she was about 18 years old. So it was quite a long time ago. She'd had a couple albums out. I think when she started recording, she was 16. She'd been to Nashville when she was 14 and was rejected by everybody and said, yeah, come back when you grow up. And and so she did. And there was only one studio in Nashville that took her, one person, a very small studio. Anyway, that was the start of her success. And she came to broadcast programming, which was the home of Delilah. We created Delilah and was syndicating from there. So I suppose that was the reason she was there. But she was spending 4 hours with us that day. She was one of those people that with the total focus on you when she met you.
Oh, yeah.
Donny Osmond did the same thing. So did Marie Osmond when I met them. And she had that. And she was about as tall as I am, which is about 6'2".
Yeah, she's very
tall.
She's
5'11".
She's 5'11", but she had heels.
Wow. Yeah,
not heels. I mean, boots or whatever she was wearing. Yeah.
Yep.
And she gives me this big hug.
Aww.
And it was like we had known each other and had not seen each other in years type of hug.
Aww.
It was so genuine. And she was just so sweet. In fact, she had left and gone about someplace in the building. And I asked her dad, her father, who was also just as nice, where's Taylor? Oh, she's off someplace in some corner of the building, probably finishing the song she started on the airplane.
Yeah.
I guess another reason that she was there, I learned this while she was there, was I was going to record four of her songs. So she sang in another studio and I recorded and mixed the whole thing.
Wow.
So that was fun. So we really did spend a long time with her. But this is not about me. This is about you guys and your show and Taylor. And I hate to say this, but you know what you guys are missing?
What are we missing, Clem?
Well, some research on Taylor's music.
Yeah, you're right. We've not done proper research. So.
And I think the best way to educate yourself is to go see the movie. Go to the theater.
We now join Penny and Julie 3 days later.
have to say, my son told me it's never too late to become a Swiftie, that you got to go see it. So we did last, you know, a few days ago, we went to a matinee. Despite its length, I can't remember doing anything for 3 hours without getting bored, but I was not bored.
No, there's nothing boring about that. We didn't get tickets to the concert, but now we are. Are we officially Swifties now?
Yes. Okay. I don't think you're ever too old to be a Swiftie. No. And I'm definitely at the senior level of being a Swiftie. And we're both, you know, producers and have been in video and entertainment land for decades. This was brilliantly shot and edited, which makes it a compelling thing to see. But that wasn't all we saw in the theater that day.
No.
Talk about that a little
bit. Well, I have a whole new appreciation for her as a performer, number one. I know that there was editing done probably to tighten up the sequence of the scene changes from the different albums she was singing from in the concert. But what amazed me is she's got the most incredible amount of energy, charm, and charisma. I just couldn't believe it when I saw her up there on the stage going through song and costume change and dance routine. And I mean, the energy that she has. Of course, I know she's young.
Oh, yeah, she's young. For me, first of all, I've talked to people who've been to the actual live shows, and she never falters at all. She has that energy sustained through the whole 3-hour performance, even though it was probably edited bits and pieces from the 3 shows in Los Angeles where this movie was produced. But some things really fascinate me beyond what was on the screen. And that was the young girls and teenagers watching her. And they were singing in the theater. We've heard all about that. But when you're present with them, the politeness, the kindness, the friendships that were forming and singing in concert together in the theater was remarkable and felt good and inspiring. To be my old
self again. So that was some of the audio of the kids singing in the movie theater. And they're ages like 5 and 6. And they all kind of marched in with their, you know, lit up cowboy hats. They were adorable. And then you have the bolder 16, 17 year olds who moved out of their seats down to the front and were singing. They all had sparkly dresses on and their friendship bracelets. So if you really want a treat and you want to see this movie, go to a matinee, because that's when all the little kids show up. And it's just amazing. It's a big participatory experience to go to Taylor Swift's movie.
My take on Taylor Swift as a female in charge of her own life beyond the film, as we've come to learn that she controls everything. And I was talking to a music historian, and he has done deep dives and he knows everybody in the music industry. And he said he could not think of one performer in the many decades of modern music who had control over every aspect of her career.
Right, but it didn't start that way, as we know. One of the ways, Julie, of course, that we know is that she has taken control, unlike any other artist, is that she has snatched back control of her songbook. Her first 6 albums were sold by the label to a private equity firm. The way she was able to do that was to re-record the first 6 albums. So how did that help her? Well, the songs that she re-recorded were of much higher fidelity. She was a little bit older, a little stronger. Her voice was better. The same people were playing with her. Definite difference between the early recordings and the re-recordings. So now what she's done is snatch back all the right to her songbook.
That's what they're buying. They're not buying the old versions anymore. They're showing their support for her by just buying the new versions, breaking all kinds of records. And the other thing about the movie, she bypassed Hollywood. Normally, when you make a film, you have to go through a distribution company, Warner Brothers, whatever, Paramount, one of the studios to get your movie distributed. Mm-hmm. She bypassed all of that and went directly to the theater chains. That's how powerful she is. There was a song you may remember in the film, something like, If I Were a Man.
Yeah, I love that song.
I did too. And she says, if I were a man, maybe I would have made it sooner. And it goes on and on to kind of have some fun with that.
Well, she even says, fuck the patriarchy.
Oh, yes.
Part of her lyrics. I was like, okay.
And I'm thinking, all right, well, I guess the little 5 and 6-year-olds have heard the word before.
There are a lot of little kids there in that audience with us.
Yeah, but they're shaken too. They know every word. Some of her songs, by the way, are like earworms. I've got it in my head and I can't get it out of my head. Like the Shake It Off. I'm like, oh my God, it's stuck in there. It's on, you know, a loop in my brain.
Well, how many of us can relate to Shake It Off? You know,
well, exactly.
We have to shake off.
I wish somebody had been singing those words to us back in our teen years. She's breaking the mold and smashing all the old ways of doing right. business.
They call it the Taylor effect, Julie. They have a name
for it. Oh, yeah. She changes economies.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is well known by now, but every city in the United States where she performed, she left a huge gift to all the food banks in every city where she was. And she spent $55 million of her own money as bonuses to her crew and dancers and truck drivers. This is very smart. You know, of course, she can afford it, because it's like the most successful tour ever.
I agree. Well, I think going to see her movie, doing our research, because we just kind of jumped on that topic. And I don't think I was very well prepared. I just was saying I just can't get into her music that much, but I kind of like her. But now I even like her music. And I've been kind of listening on my laptop.
I'm afraid I've become a little obsessed. I guess I'm a Swiftie, even though I don't know her music that well. I'm going to listen to more of her music.
I'm going to too. And then we can regroup on talk and just maybe, you know, at some point talk more about the music. I'm going to make a point of doing the same. So
yeah, but the world is hungry for goodness, and she is goodness.
Yes, she is.
At many, many levels.
It'd be fun to ask our listeners to send in their Taylor Swift observations, why they love her so much. And so you can email us at Coupla Dusty Muffins. And Coupla is so cute. C-O-U-P-L-A.
Aren't we adorable?
Dusty Muffins at gmail.com. Coupla Dusty Muffins at gmail.com. Tell us why you love Taylor Swift. Maybe when we revisit this, we'll read some of your observations and your comments. That would be fun.
We're all Swifties. Go Taylor. Wish her nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
A Couple of Dusty Muffins is grateful to the Sabey Corporation, which sponsors us and allows us to keep on talking about interesting things with very interesting people.
Hey, if you have something to say, please do so in an email. Send it to coupleofdustymuffins@gmail.com. That's C-O-U-P-L-A, dustymuffins@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'm Production Director Clem Daniels.